How does a candle burn? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with Thought for Today here in Campo, California, bringing you How Does a Candle Burn? Well, now everyone knows how a candle burns. A candle burns through using its wick. A candle burns through using its wick, that it burns the little bit of wax that is around the base of the wick and melts it, and then the wax keeps forming around the base of the wick, and the wax walks up the wick, and so it's the wax that's burning in the wick, and as long as the wax and the wick are burning together, then the wax is burning through the wick. Now, isn't that interesting? My goodness, how does a candle burn? Now, did we forget something? Oh, yes, we did. First, there had to be that combustible aspect that got the wick to burn, like a match or like a lighter. It got the wick to burn. Now, it had to have oxygen around it, or else it could not burn. It had to have hydrogen around it, or else it could not burn. Oxygen and hydrogen make water, and we say, hey, that's contrary to burning, but it's necessary for burning too. It's necessary for water. It's necessary for all of life, basically. That's why hydrogen is the greatest item, the greatest object in the universe, and oxygen is up there, but not quite like hydrogen is. Now, how does a candle burn? A candle burns, for me, to give light, to give a glow of love, of charm, of beauty and wholeness. I don't seek to read by the light. Abraham Lincoln read by the light of the fireplace or the candle, that's all he had, and he became quite competent. Now, he would not have become competent if he were not competent to start with. His reading by a dim light was showing how intensively he wanted to learn, how intensively he wanted to understand. And so he read these books on law and books on many other things, and he became quite a literate man. Well, how does a candle burn? A candle burns because you choose to have light to see it. Now, if you put a candle inside of a box, and the box were quite large, but you put the candle inside of a box and let it burn, it would burn for many, 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 many hours. In fact, it might burn incessantly if it had the ability for air to seep in into the box. But does anyone see the light? The candle is not burning because no one sees the light. There's a box over the candle. You cannot see it. Oh, come on, don't be silly. The candle is burning even if you can't see it. Well, if the candle is burning even if you can't see it, then why does the candle burn? Why does the candle give off heat? Why does it give off light? Now, we can come to a conclusion there, and a very interesting one, that a candle is not for light. A candle is not for heat. A candle is not for burning. A candle is not for wax and wick, oxygen and hydrogen to be together. A candle is to be itself and have fun. Now, if a candle is not burning, just in the storage boxes at the store waiting to be sold, or even at the factory, just wax here and wicks there and all waiting to be formed, if that's how a candle is, then why bother with light? Why bother with heat? The light and heat are infinitesimal, unless your hand is very close to it. But the thing is, why bother? Well, as with all things, a candle is an icon. It's a concept. It's a concept of something that refers to something else. Now, you say, well, it refers to light. It refers to heat. It refers to burning. And all of those things are not true. A candle refers to just one thing. It refers to being a candle. And its only purpose is to be a candle. Now, that you burn it is a concept of it. That you have it give off heat. There's a concept to it, that you blow it out and a little puff of smoke comes when you do it. There's a concept of it. A candle needs a match to be lit if you concentrate on it. Actually, a candle doesn't need a match to be lit, yes, but that's just another phrase. A candle is a candle being a candle. We, you and I, humanity, are beings being ourselves and having fun. Now, if we're not having fun, then we're not doing what we could do. Now you say, well, the candle has to burn to have fun. Oh, come on, get off it. Look at living light candles in New Zealand. And Cynthia loves to take these candles to the candle shows and demonstrate them. Well, has she lit every single candle that she's demonstrating at the candle show? No. She's got them standing there in beautiful array of colors of pink and blue and brown, of yellow and white, of light and color that's so glorious. But there's another element that she does. She has each of the candles represent some fragrance, and the fragrance is beautiful too. Now, you go back to the fundamental candle, it is, so to speak, a white candle with a wick in it. But the candles of living light candles are made from all sorts of different varieties of shapes and forms. One candle is made to be a candle that has a candle in it, and the candle in it reflects through the candle out of it, and the candle outside, as a shell or as an illuminating picture, never burns. Now, we have one like that that was given to us, and it's quite lovely. I would like to see where that is. That would be a lovely thing to have on our dinner table. But the thing is, what's the purpose of the candle? Each has its own unique purpose, and each has its own unique purpose at its own stage of unfoldment. The candle may be in the wick box and the wax box, and then it's poured into a mold, and then it's poured in with fragrances that are added to it or not. It is poured in with shapes that the mold has to give it different dimensions. But the candle itself is just to be itself and have fun. Just to be itself and to exist. Whether it burns or whether it doesn't burn is of little consequence. Whether it has color or not is of little consequence. Whether it has fragrance to it or not is of little consequence. To be or not to be, Shakespeare said, and what a significant statement. To be or not to be. And then his statement goes on in a humanistic way, but we can take his statement on to be or not to be. To be is to be ourselves and have fun. To not be is to cease to exist. To cease to exist is to not be. Now, what is your choice for you this day? What is my choice for me this day? What is my thought of illumination for me this day? And my thought of illumination is, whatever turns me on, that's the path I walk. Whatever value I can place for a candle in my utilization of it is my choice. I may take four candles and put a book on top of it and have a little table. I may take four candles and put a big piece of glass on it and have a glass table. I may take four candles and set them on each end of two bookcases, bookshelves, and have them as decoration there. I may have one candle and I may light it, and it may give off light, and it may give off heat, and it may be something that I enjoy. I may have another candle I light, and it leaks all over the place. Wax runs here and there and down the side and over the edge and onto the floor and onto the table and onto the carpet. Wow, who wants a candle like that? Well, lots of people. It depends on the quality of wax that you choose and the quality of wick that you choose that gives the quality to the candle. So when you establish who you are and you know who you are, make sure that one of your first ideas for yourself is quality. So when we say, what reason does a candle have for existence, it just depends on what quality we give it. And the more quality we give that candle, the longer and the more beautiful it's going to burn, and the more gloriously it's going to fulfill whatever purpose we give it to do. So this day, what is the reason for a candle? To be itself and have fun. What is the reason for you and me? To be ourselves and have fun. and to enjoy life with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. For that's what makes life into whatever it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.